Good afternoon, everybody. So first, I just want to thank Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg and the Boca Raton Synagogue for giving me this space and Wi-Fi access so that we can have this shiur this afternoon, as I am on the road right now. But today we're going to talk about something that I can't believe I never did a Tamen Halacha shiur on, but I searched it and I guess I didn't, and that is riding bicycles and scooters on Shabbos. One might ask, well, wait a second, how many from people do you know that are interested in riding a bicycle on Shabbos? So the truth is, some. They're not only in the Sephardic community, and we'll see why, Dafka in the Sephardic community, it became something that was more acceptable, but also I've had doctors that have asked me that, they're not that far away from the hospital where they have to work on Shabbos, and it would be a lot easier if they could take a bicycle from the hospital, or maybe a lot halachically preferable rather than going in a car. Maybe they should do that. Is there an issur with riding a bicycle? Or when it comes to scooters, children on scooters. When my kids were young, we thought scooters were a zilzul Shabbos and that you should not ride a scooter on Shabbos. And then as the community grew and more, for lack of a better term, frumer people, more yeshivish people moved into the neighborhood, scooters are a thing. Everyone's riding scooters. Everybody's kids are on scooters. So what exactly is the halachic issue when it comes to these things? So a little bit of background is in order. The Shulchan Aruch in Sif Mem Hei in Simen Shin Ches, which is about Muktzah, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Asur l'schok b'Shabbos v'Yom Tov b'Kadur, that you're not allowed to play ball on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Like you would think a discussion of playing ball would have to be a contemporary discussion. Shulchan Aruch, black on white, cannot play ball. You're not allowed to play with a ball on Shabbos v'Yom Tov. Says Rama, v'yesh matirin v'nagu l'hakel, that some are matir and the minig is to be makel. So the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Katan Kufnun Zayin explains that the reason the Shulchan Aruch asks is because the ball is muktza. It's like rocks and stones, there's no purpose. What could you do with a ball? It's just you move it from one place to another, but it doesn't do anything. So it's not a kli at all. So it's therefore going to be mukza. And the Rama disagrees, and that's based on the Shita Satosus. The Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Kufnun Ches says that a ball is not mukza because it's designated dafka to use for your entertainment and for your enjoyment. Just like you could do the same thing with rocks. Meaning, if you're part of a community that enjoys throwing rocks at things on Shabbos, so if you designate your rocks from before Shabbos, you won't have a muktzah problem. You'll only have all the other problems with doing that, but you won't have a muktzah problem because you have designated those rocks from before Shabbos. So that's as far as playing, as far as whether a ball is muktzah. Now a bicycle, you would think, is for sure a kli. It is. It has a function. It does something, and therefore you can't possibly talk about the bicycle being muksa. There must be some other issue. Having said that, I discussed this in Smichas Chaver a couple of weeks ago, when someone pointed out to me that in Rabbi Ribiat Sefer, he quotes from Rav Moshe, and it's not a Nigras Moshe as far as I know, but he quotes from Rav Moshe that a bicycle is a kli shemalachto l'isser, that it is muktzah and it's a kli shemalachto l'isser. How is it a kli shemalachto l'isser? Because normally when you ride a bicycle, you ride a bicycle to be mavrid dalet amos per shesram, to go more than 4 amos per shesram, or to go outside the tchum. So normally when you ride a bicycle, you're doing an isser with it. So it's a kli shemalachto l'isser, but guess what? If it's a kli shemalachto l'isser, then it's mutter to ride if you need it, and you're not violating any halachos, because it's a kli shemalachto l'isser, you're allowed to be metaltel l'tzaruch kufo l'tzaruch mekomo. So if you need the bicycle l'tzaruch kufo, then it should be mutter if it were really a kli shemalachto l'isser. So what exactly is the issue with a bicycle? It doesn't seem to be a muktza problem per se. So what exactly is the issue? So there is a famous tshuva of the Rav Pa'alim. In Chelek Aleph, the Rav Pa'alim is the author of Ben Ishchai, in Chelek Aleph Simen Chaf Hey, where he writes, Nimtza Karon Shekorin Gari Shekavua Bo Shnei Galgalim. He says there's this wagon, it's called a Gari, it has two wheels, Veinu Moshtros Behemos V'lo B'nei Adam, and it's not drawn by animals nor by people. Eluhu Mahalich Me'elav Alidei Adam HaYoshev Bo, it goes on its own by a person sitting on top of it. Shedoches HaGalgalim B'Raglav, where he pushes the wheels with his feet. It's amazing, like he's describing, it's just funny to see like an actual description of a bicycle. Nowadays you would just write bicycle, but he describes it. V'ratzinu l'das, im mutter l'irklav b'zeh hagari b'shav z'yom tov alav yoreinu amora. So we want to know, is it mutter? So he says that it's mutter. why isn't it us from Yishmael to Duchol or something like that? You're right. Number one, Hinei Kichei Neradiyesh Latir Lirchav Begari Zah Nisker B'Sheil Shalich Al Yidei Adam Atzma Yoshim Bal Beim B'Shav Zayim B'Yom Tov Tochi Yosh Yesh Be'eruv. As long as it's within the city and there's an Eruv. Why isn't Ruv the Duchol? Kivan Shu B'Tochi Yosh Yesh Be'eruv Duchol Ha'ir Nechshav Z'Krishas Yachid. It's not of the Duchol if you live in a city with an Erev. What's weekday like about it? There's no weekdayness about it. It's just something, it's just a way of moving around a city with an Erev. And he says it's also not of the Duchol because it's a bicycle typically can only be used by one person at a time. So you wouldn't use it to travel very far. Meaning people generally don't go on long trips alone. They go on long trips together with other people. So if you can go in a horse-drawn carriage, so that you might go on a very long trip, that would be uvdu d'chol, because that's the kind of thing that a person would normally use for a longer trip. But a bicycle where you would never go too far because you're all alone, therefore it's not going to be uvdu d'chol. That's how the Ben Ish Chai writes. Now, in order to talk about is it of the Duchal, is it not of the Duchal, we have to know what of the Duchal means. The Gemara definitely talks about certain activities that are otherwise mutar on Shabbos and says that, no, you can't do them because of the Duchal. It's the Gemara on Shabbos, Kuf Mem Gimel and Beis, gathering fruits that have spilled is Aser on the grounds that it's of the Duchal. The Rambam actually explains that halacha a little bit differently in Perek Chav Aleph of Hilchos Shabbos, but we definitely use this term of the Duchal. It's just difficult to figure out what the parameters of the Duchal are, and to really figure it out, if one were to do it properly, you would need to take every case that Chazal and Poskim label as of the Duchal and analyze them. But let's give just a couple of approaches. Approach number one is that of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. It's quoted in Ma'or HaShabbos Mechtavim Beis Beis, where he says he's not sure exactly how to classify various activities, but a general rule as follows. If the normal way of doing a certain activity usually involves something that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, then that's an uvda d'chol activity, even if you're doing it in a way that's not mechal Shabbos. But if the normal way you would do that activity during the week does not involve any sort of Isser Shabbos, then when you do it, it's not on Shabbos, it's not called uvda d'chol. Rav Moshe has a little bit of a different understanding. Rav Moshe, Nigros Moshe, Archaim Chelik Dalid, Simin, Ayin Dalid, Meleches Tochein, Os Dalid, says uvda d'chol is any action that resembles an action that's normally done exclusively on weekdays. And if someone saw you doing it, they'd be like, oh, that's it must be a weekday. If out of context, you saw a picture of someone doing this, you would say, oh, that's got to be a weekday. I don't know. I thought an example would be like carrying a knapsack. Like, who has a knapsack on Shabbos? You know, a knapsack is to go to school. You go to school during the week. Maybe if you're in like those yeshivas in the old city where they go to school 365 days a year or something, maybe it's different. But, you know, something like that. You're carrying a briefcase or something like that, a computer bag. There may not be a computer in it, but that would seem like an uvda d'chol. Rav Moshe explains many applications of uvda d'chol based on that definition. Gathering fruit, Shulchan Aruch says, aser, because of uvda d'chol, because gathering fruit into a basket is something that people generally do when they pick produce from the field, which is done on a weekday. The Mishmur and Shin Yadal Tzivkan Mem Aleph, Asr's chopping wood with an axe on the grounds that it's of the Duchol, because chopping wood is normally done only on a weekday. The Bach and Shin Lamed Zayin, Asr's cleaning the house with certain cleaning utensils because it's of the Duchol, because cleaning the house is a chore that's always done before Shabbos, in preparation of Shabbos. So that's of the Duchol. Not clear how Rav Moshe would deal with the Mishmur and Shin Gimel Sivkatan Pei Zayin, where he quotes a Magen Avram that says that you're not allowed to use a normal hairbrush because use of a hairbrush is not l'chora, not recognizably a weekday activity, unless you argue, yes, it is, because normally you would pull out hairs when doing it. But anyway, that is the sheet of the Ben Ish Chai, that it's not uvda d'chol to ride a bicycle. And he gives those two svaras. Now, there is a tshuva sefer called Simchas Kohen, Chelek Aleph Orachayim Simenayin Ches, where he writes that had the Ben Ish Chai known what kind of takah color would would result from him being matir bicycles, vaday hayachozerbo. He for sure would have changed his mind. And he said in the Olam Elyon, he regrets it, because now he sees what happened, all the mechshalos rabim that happened as a result of his psak. And he said, ve'echad chacham eritzol shenimtza sham heralem esifri ve'ezim em chardu v'chadlu. And he says, I'm so gratified that someone showed a community my psak, that you have to ask for bicycles, and they stopped riding bicycles. And he says, I know who's proudest of that psak. It's Ben Ish Chai up in Shemayim, and he's proudest of the fact that I've been able to overturn his psak, because there's no way that he would still agree to that psak. So the Tzitz Eliezer also has a tshuva about this, because, you know, if you're going to say that it's not of the Dchol, then what is it? So Tzitz Eliezer says three possibilities of what the Yisr is. Tzitz Eliezer Chelikalv Simchavalv Oschav Zayin. Number one, he says, Gzer Shem Yetzir Chutz L'Tchum. It's a Gzer. You might travel outside the Tchum. You can go a great distance on a bicycle very quickly. Number two, of the Dchol. Okay, yes or no, depending on how you define of the Dchol. Number three, he says, Gzera Shema Yisakein Mone. That you might come to fix the bicycle, and therefore that's we make such a Gzera. In Yalkut Yosef, the Rav Yitzchak Yosef, the current chief, Sephardic chief rabbi, writes that you should not ride a bicycle on Shabbos. That he says, Yesh Om Sha'asr Lischel Kadur. I'm sorry, no, where is the bicycle? He says, Yesh Lohoros Lahachmir Shalo Lirkov Alof Naim Amiyodim Lanashim Gdolim Shabbos. That if it's made for adults, an adult bicycle is absolutely usher to use on Shabbos. We should be Machmir not do it on Shabbos. And then he quotes the Tzitz Eliezer, and he says, well, wait a second, Tzitz Eliezer's idea that it's a gzeira shemi yisakein, that you might, since when are we allowed to make gzeiros bizman hazeh? In the year 2021, you're not allowed to make your own gzeiros. Chazal made gzeiros. We're not allowed to make gzeiros. So says Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef, fascinating. He says, it could be that this is not a new gzeira. You're not allowed to clap and dance on Shabbos. Why? Gzeira Shem Yisakin Klishir. Maybe included in the Gzeira Shem Yisakin Klishir is doing any activity which often involves Shem Yisakin. A chain comes off a bike and you fix the bike, the wheel comes loose and you tighten the wheel, something like that. There's always a Gzeira Shem Yisakin. Or, Rabin Tzion Abba Shaul writes, maybe, I'm sorry, the other Achor, not Rabin Tzion Abba Shaul, says, maybe it's including the gzeira of riding an animal, meaning you're not allowed to take these faster forms of transportation on Shabbos, because you might do malacha in the context of the transportation breaking down, right? The animal goes slow, you might pull a branch off the tree to whip the animal. So maybe you have a similar idea over here, that the bicycle may slow down because you have a flat tire, you'll come to fix the flat tire. So it's not a new gzeira, it's an extension of the gzeira. But then there's a fourth possibility, that the Or Letzion, Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul quotes, and that is that even though you can't make your own gezeros, but once Klal Yisrael has accepted upon themselves not to do something on Shabbos, so that becomes the that becomes binding on everybody. That if that's been the accepted practice in Klal Yisrael that's done for the covenant of Shabbos, so that becomes binding on everybody. That everybody has to follow along in that practice, which means that it's really not a matter of a particular halachic issue. It's more a matter of communal practice. So that's why nowadays when someone asks me about, I think, you know, when you think about the scooter issue, we should mention this, it's not used, you know, these kid scooters generally are not used to go very long distances. So the gzeira that you might come to go chutz l'tchum, a little child is not going chutz l'tchum on a scooter. So that's an unlikely gzeira. Most of these kid scooters do not break as easily as there's no chain that comes off. There's no tires that get flat that the kid will change. The idea of a gzeira, the Shem Yisak and Klishir, not as great. The only concern left would be of the Dchol, that it just seems like a weekday activity. How we define of the Dchol is very likely, you know, you can go with Rav Moshe and Rav Shomzan, but more likely how we define of the Dchol is based on communal standards. It's based on what the community accepts. So when my kids were little and we were, you know, there weren't that many you know, that many different people in our community, so it was of the Dchol. We were able to say riding on scooters is of the Dchol. it seems that it's no longer of the Dechal. It seems that once the whole community does it, so the people have voted and they've outvoted the rabbis, and then it, you know, and it became mutter. It became something that's not of the Dechal. Riding a bicycle, the Chora still is at least of the Dechal, but of the Dechal is a lot better than driving a car, right? So if a doctor has to get somewhere or back, maybe it's better than it might even be better than the Amir al-Akum of having a guy drive him in a car on Shabbos. So that you know that or the Yisur Drabanan of getting the guy of contacting the guy, if it's doable on a bicycle without too much to lose. But anyway, okay, that's a little bit about riding a bicycle on Shabbos. Everyone should have a wonderful day. I will give shir tonight at 7:30 for Bli Neder. Hopefully, if the Wi-Fi works, not going to be in Boca Raton Synagogue. I'll be in Aventura at that time, but hopefully the Wi-Fi will work. And again, special thank you to Rabbi Ephraim Goldberg and the Boca Raton Synagogue for allowing me to set up over here. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you.